What the bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
All right. These are urban footy myths that have come out of the top level of football, amazing stories, and we get to the bottom of whether they're true or not. And to get these segments right, and Bristol has run it most of the time, but Bill's taken over a couple of times, to get this segment right, it's imperative that you have the right bloke from the right club
spot on
involved in the story.
Yeah, spot on.
So you got an understanding of that?
Yep.
All right. Take over.
Well, this man on the line now. Now, I'm not going to carry on like Brian last week, who spoke for 20 minutes, built up the story, and then poor old Simon Beasley came on for about 3 minutes.
Not even three.
It's about the storyteller. This man here was a great character of the game. He was loved by his teammates, a good team man, a bit of a prankster, which we all love. His name is Ray Byrne. He played 81 games at Carlton, played in a grand final and lost that in 73.
All right, we appreciate you bringing that up.
Played 120, there's more, 121 games at Collingwood, played in 3 grand finals and lost them at Collingwood.
Is that why you got him on?
4-time losing grand finalist.
Like yourself.
And then went to the Mighty Cats and played 17 games there, loved by those three clubs there, and he joins us on the line. G'day and welcome to the Rub, Raymond.
Hi, Billy. How you going?
Yes. Hey, I'm good, buddy. I'm well. I'm good. Great to have you on the line. You're a bit of a prankster, loved by all. First of all, we've got a couple of little stories here, mate. Tell us about the day you played on Kevin Bartlett. It was Kevin Bartlett's 400th game. Everyone's there, the Tiger fans at the G, 80,000 to come and watch Kevin Bartlett. And what did you do, Ray?
Well, first of all, I said to him that there's 80,000 people here, Kevin, to watch me play on you. Not him play 400th, and then I present him with a toothless cone, which he wasn't really impressed with. And I think now he can't just see it like I do with a face washer, so you don't have to use it.
So how did you present him with a toothless cone? Where was it?
I had it down my sock and shook hands and left it in his hand.
So you ran out onto the ground with a toothless comb in your sock?
Yeah.
And what did Kevin Bartlett say when you handed it to him?
Oh, geez, that's great, Ray. I'll use that. No, he didn't say anything. He wasn't really impressed.
Oh, mate, that's fantastic. Now, there is another little story, and I'm not sure about this one. That's why it's the urban myth, about your twin brother. Tell us what happened there, mate, one day.
Well, back in the 70s, Billy, a long, long time ago, and back in them days, you used to have an after match with the opposition players, and the press used to come in there, and they were good drink-ups, have a few beers, a sausage roll, and a cigarette, not like today with the snakes and bananas.
Yeah, it's
and,
true.
Anyway, I come out, and my twin brother was at the back of the door in Carlton there, and he said, can you get me into the after match? I said, yeah, no worries. And I was heading back to Bendigo for a 21st.
And you played well that day.
Yeah, I had a really good day. Got best on ground. One of the very few out of the 200 I had played. But anyway, so I signed him into the after match, and in he goes. And he's in there, few beers and whatever. And Jeff Pulver said to Curly Austin, he said, gee, Burns, you played pretty well today, but geez, he gets pissed quick. Have a look at him. Philip had been drinking all day at the footy. Anyway.
Your brother had been drinking all day at the footy. Yeah.
Anyway, the after match finishes and he heads over to the social club. He gets downstairs at the social club there and in all the supporters are buying him beers and looking after him. He's having the time of his life and knocking him back all these free beers. And then Ivan Rort, the Carlton president, stood up on the little stage there to present the Best Player Award. And he said, oh, our best player today was Ray Byrne. Would he please come up and accept his prize money? And Philip spun around and went straight up, hopped on the stage. And Ivan said, well done, Ray. You've played really well today. And then, would you like to say a few words? He said, yeah, no worries. He said, yeah, I did play well today. I dominated. He said, and there's a few players there that have got to lift their games. You're boosting Bill, Jezza and Jonesy.
Christ. He got into Jezza.
Yeah, he's got into all of them. And with that, he goes down after the speech and made a fool of me. He goes down to the bar and then starts buying everybody beers out of the prize money. I think it was about $300 or $400 or something. And he's buying them all beers at the bar and whatever. And with that, the night finishes and whatever, and I come into training on the Monday night, and I walk into the rooms and no one's talking to me. And Bobby Wall said to me, geez, you made a goose of yourself tonight. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, you just made a fool of yourself. You're drunk and carrying on, bagging players. And I said, I was in Bendigo. How could I be coming down here and doing all of that? And then the penny dropped with them. But my twin brother, Phil, anyway, I rang Philip that night and I said, look, I'm glad you had a good time. That doesn't worry me at all. I said, but how much that prize money's left? He said, oh, not much. He said, I caught a cab back to Bendigo.
Oh, no.
So I didn't get a real lot out of that. But at least you had a good time. That's the main thing.
Good on you, Roman. That is fantastic. And now, mate, you're up in Bendigo. You're still working there at the Pioneers?
No. I've been retired now, really, for 3 years.
Come on, Bill.
Just taking it easy.
Yeah. Hey, good on you. And Carlton, just go on, mate.
Sorry?
The Carlton Footy Club, the boys at the minute, just going.
Yeah, it's disappointing. They're such a great club, but hopefully they'll get it in order, get a few decent players on the market or whatever they do now. Yeah. And hopefully they sneak up the ladder. Sides like Carlton, Essendon, Collingwood, you need them firing in the league because they're just such a big attraction.
Hey, well done, Ray. Thanks very much for being a part of it.
No worries.
Good on you, mate.